When you hear the Parmer name, you automatically think of the great Joe Parmer and American Legion Baseball and all he did for our community. You automatically think of Steve Parmer and his wife Barb and all the volunteering they've done for not only Legion Baseball in our community, but also for veterans, as Steve Parmer is a Marine, as a matter of fact. And now this family that we've all grown up with and know and love like our own is facing medical issues and involving their son, Ethan Parmer. They're putting together a benefit for him, and that is led by Bill Kiefer from Big D's in Fargo, and he joins us now on KFGO. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going, Sandy?
It's doing just great. It's so good to meet you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the details of the whole thing, how many times in a day have people come up to you and said, are you the horse guy?
Too many. I get jokes about it all the time out at the airbase and at the job. And anytime his name's in the paper, I get it.
Why do you say at the airbase?
I'm in the Air National Guard.
You are? Wow. Well, thank you for that service as well.
Yep, no problem.
So you work out at Big D's. Tell us, if you would, what happened to Ethan?
Okay, well, Ethan was out at a friend's place on the 4th of July and suffered from a swimming accident that left him with four broken vertebrae in his neck. Just a really bad deal that happened to a really good kid.
How old is Ethan?
I believe Ethan is 25.
Mm-hmm. We've been kept up to date on Facebook by his dad, by Steve Parmer, and those updates have been a little bit fewer and far between these days. How is Ethan doing?
Well, they're fewer and far between because Ethan and his dad are actually down in Colorado.
That's right.
Inglewood, Colorado. At I believe the rehab center is the top five in the nation. So Ethan is in the best place that he can be right now for his injuries.
And he has been diagnosed as a quadriplegic?
Yep, he's a C6 level quadriplegic. But you know, every time since the beginning of this accident that they've mentioned what Ethan is and what he's going to do for the rest of his life, Ethan has proved them wrong almost at a weekly basis. Well, you'll never do this again, then he's doing that. You'll never feel this again, then he feels that. So, I mean, the kid is just, his will for recovery, I've never seen anything like it.
He's been able to move his arms when the doctor said he never would. Didn't he wiggle his toes unprompted?
Yep. He just leaps and bounds. The kid just has, he's just a great person. I shouldn't say kid, but when they're younger like that, it just comes out. He's just a really great guy, and he just got a strong spirit, and he has goals set up, like walking his wife down the aisle next summer that he's strongly working for.
He's engaged to be married.
Yep, he's engaged to Courtney. She's a great girl, and she's been really strong. She's been by his side just about every day, and she's actually traveling down there to see him here in a week or two.
This is a determined young man. There's no question about it.
Yep.
He comes from a long line of strong people, though.
Yep.
So tell us how... I remember when he went from downtown Sanford to the one on South University Drive, and it was so cute when they were making references to Superman. And so explain the reference to Ethan as Superman, if you would.
Well, it's kind of funny. I don't know if we started it, per se, at Big D's, but when he worked here, we would give him a hard time because he's got that all-American look. He just looks like Clark Kent. And to kind of poke fun of himself, which he's not afraid to do, he dressed up as Clark Kent with the Superman outfit underneath his office attire. And he came in with the black rim glasses and the whole deal. And the name just kind of stuck with him. And even now through that, people just kind of refer to it because of the progress that he has made and the strength that he has shown. I mean, he's amazing. You have to meet the guy to appreciate it.
Ethan Parmer benefit is coming up on September 12th, and it's very important that we let our listeners know when and where, and that the planning is underway, so we can let businesses know that family and friends and volunteers are going to be out looking for silent auction and auction items, right?
Yes. Yep. It's myself at Big D's and a bunch of his friends, and then Ethan also worked down part-time at Fort Knox. So a lot of the guys at Fort Knox, Anthony down there and the rest of the crew, are kind of co-sponsoring with this. We're the larger venue, so we're throwing it here because we can get more people in. But yeah, Anthony's been a big help. We've got some big donations already coming in, and the guys are going out with flyers asking for donations for gift certificates, physical items, autographed memorabilia, stuff like that. This is, I think, probably the fifth or sixth benefit that we've done at Big D, so we're familiar with it and hosting these events. We've just never, you know, had to do for someone what struck this close to home for
right,
us.
Right, so. Exactly. Do you know, did Ethan have insurance, or was he just young enough to still be on his mom and dad's?
You know, that I wouldn't know. I don't know what that cutoff is.
Imagine an accident happening in July and parents not being able to work and you know, family being by Ethan's side, and mm-hmm. just the cost of medical care and the bills that are going to start rolling in, and they will start rolling in.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's things you don't think about, too, like car payments and cell phones and stuff that you normally take care of yourself on a daily basis that now become an issue. So it's not even... The medical bills are a huge part, yes, but it's the day-to-day stuff that you never even think about that also adds up. And that's why, you know, us not being in the medical field, we can't help Ethan directly, but we all felt we needed to do something, so we kind of got together as a group, and we're going to get going with this benefit. And, tons of help already. And September 12th, it'll start at 5 o'clock, and then we'll have some entertainment afterwards after the silent auction, so...
That's wonderful.
Looking forward to it.
And Big D's is right on, is that 42nd?
Yep.
Up there?
Right across the street from West Acres.
Okay. Now, if anybody wants to help or if they want to donate to the event, and we'll be keeping in touch with you, Bill, mm-hmm. Through the next few weeks as well to remind our listeners and to let businesses know that you guys will be out to looking for items and raising money as well. So September 12th is the date at Big D's. At 5 o'clock.
Yep. They also have, you can make a donation to the Ethan Palmer Benefit Fund at First International Bank.
Okay. First International Bank.
Yep.
And that's in Fargo.
Yep. 3101 Broadway.
All right.
Yep.
Very
and
good.
If they have any questions, they can always call Big D's at 701-241-4386, and I'll get back to any messages left.
All right, here we go. 241-4386. If you can help the Ethan Palmer Benefit and the guys that are putting it on at Big D's, call 241-4386. You know, I'm reminded so much of Ethan's grandparents, and they were such giving and loving and caring people, and not just about their family, but about the community. And they brought so much joy and so much in their volunteer work to American Legion Baseball. And then I think about Steve and all he's done, not just for Legion Baseball, but for veterans in our community as well, tirelessly working to raise money for veterans as well. And Barb and just their whole family. And now it's time for us to come to help them, to help out the Palmer family, and to help out Ethan Palmer on September 12th. Very good. Well, we're so happy, Bill, that you are involved, and we're so happy to make the connection with you, and we look forward to getting that Big D's filled as many as you can fit in legally.
And I appreciate it. We're so thankful for you helping get the word out.